I love the quiet.
Welcome to the Walk with God podcast. My name is Lee Elkins, and I'm the evangelist for the MacArthur Drive Church of Christ in Jacksonville, Arkansas. The purpose of this podcast is to generate simple lessons where those who find themselves strapped for time can listen to these short 5 to 10 minute podcasts while you are getting ready for work or for school. Ultimately, we want people to experience God in their lives, and sometimes we need encouragement in doing that. Maybe this will be the first step into more studies and a deeper relationship with God. It is my hope and prayer that we are all seeking God in our lives. Have you walked with God today?
Evening sun is setting. I have walked with God today.
Good afternoon. It is Thursday, November 30th. It's getting close to about 4:30 in the afternoon. And welcome to the sixth episode of the Walk with God podcast. And today, I want to take just a few minutes and talk about the idea of information avoidance. What is information avoidance? Well, it's simply this. Information avoidance is the act of avoiding information, whether it's passively, whether it's actively. Ultimately, it's avoiding information with the fear that it threatens our ideas and our core beliefs. And so, I want to take just a few minutes to look at an Old Testament example of this idea of information avoidance. I want to go back to 2 Kings chapter 5. And I would say that most people who are listening to this podcast, you know the story of Naaman. So I'm not going to read the whole context. But obviously, start in 2 Kings chapter 5. We're going to drop down to verse 10. And look at this. Elisha sent a messenger to him, to who? To Naaman, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh will be restored to you, and you will be clean." Well, the problem is Naaman is a leper. And so he's got a disease. He's sick. And they're not allowed to be around people. And so he's being told, here's the means of how to cure your leprosy. How to get rid of it. And I think I know some of you probably already know the direction I'm going. Please do not turn off this podcast. You really need to start thinking critically and to be objective, especially in your faith. If we're talking about our spiritual lives, we need to really stop and consider, is what I believe something that is actually truthfully biblical, that we can find it in a book, chapter, and verse and say, you know what, this is the foundation of my faith. So then my faith comes by hearing through the word of God, Romans 10:17. Okay, so Naaman is told, he's given instruction, this is how you cure your leprosy. Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh will be restored to you, and you will be clean. But Naaman was furious, and he went away and said, "Behold, I thought." This is what gets us into more trouble than we would care to even admit. We are always too busy thinking and trying to throw in our own interjections and "I think so's" or "I thought so's." And you know what? God has never, not one time, asked us for our think so's and our thought so's. We need to keep our objections, our interjections, we need to leave them at the door. And we need to start taking God at His word. And so, "Behold, I thought that" what? "He will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper." He's going to come do this great and marvelous act. He's going to put on a show. and show me the power of God. Are not Abna and Parphar, the rivers of Damascus, better than the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? And so he turned and went away in a rage. This is a clear, classic example of information avoidance. Because here's the problem. When people find information that is conflicting with their tightly held convictions and core beliefs, it doesn't matter where the information is coming from. It does not matter the source. They will often just ignore the information. They will discount the source. They'll clearly discount the motivations. And they'll probably end up saying something along the lines of, well, you just can't believe everything that you read and that you hear. And that's what we typically do when we want to discount conflicting information. We just chalk it up as, well, you just can't believe everything that you see and that you hear. Here's the problem. Information avoidance, not only does it harm our individual well-being, but it ultimately plays a part in harming our spiritual well-being, and that is what we need to be concerned with. This was potentially Naaman's problem, and I use the word potentially because he eventually comes full circle and realizes that if he wants to be cured of this leprosy, he is going to have to do what he was told. He finally swallowed his pride. He let go of the ego. He stopped being stubborn. That's the reality. He realized that he was not going to be cured of his leprosy until he did exactly what he was told. And you continue on in verse 13 and 14. And then his servants came near and spoke to him and said, "My father." And so listen, it's almost like a plea. Look, had the prophet told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? And you know, and I'm going to bring that back up here in just a moment. How much more then when he says to you, wash and be clean? This is so simple. This is not rocket science. This is not hard. So he did. He went down, dipped himself seven times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Now, I want us to stop and think for just a moment. How often have we been told that baptism has absolutely, positively, nothing to do with our soul salvation? Let me tell you folks something. That is a blatant lie. And these false teachers, they are going to be held accountable for telling these blatant lies. They are going around telling people, you don't have to be baptized in order to be saved. Well, let me tell you something. Here's what they're doing. They are avoiding the information that Jesus gives us in Mark 16, 16. He that believeth and he that believeth and he that believeth and is what? Baptized shall be saved. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Listen to the words of Peter in Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. For what purpose? Why does he say that they repent and be baptized? For what purpose? For the remission of sins. Folks, this is not Greek. This is not Spanish. This is not Chinese. This is not any other language. This is the English language. For what purpose? For the remission of sins. For the forgiveness of sins. For that very purpose. It is for that reason. Jesus does not say, he that believeth shall be saved and is then baptized. That's not what the passage says. Peter does not say, repent for the remission of sins and then be baptized. That's not what Peter says. We've got too many people who fall into the classic case category of information avoidance. And I want to encourage you all to stop and consider the facts. It doesn't matter what your mama and what your daddy has done. It does not matter what your grandparents have done. It does not matter what your loving aunts and uncles and your siblings and your children. It does not matter what they are doing. If they are avoiding the information, the facts of the matter, they are going to be held accountable just as you will be held accountable. Folks, this is not hard. If we want to have the remission of sins, if we desire to have the forgiveness of our sins, we must repent of our sins and we must be baptized in water for the remission of our sins. It is not because our sins have been forgiven. That is a terrible Greek argument. The Greek word eis, E-I-S, is how we spell it in the English. It is never, not one single time, translated that way in any of the New Testament. And yet people want to try to argue Greek in order to justify their false doctrine. Folks, false doctrine is going to leave thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people into eternal condemnations. Stop it. Just stop. Quit kicking against the goads. Quit being stubborn. Quit having the attitude of Naaman, where we go away in a rage and that we think, well, behold, I thought. Do you think that you're telling God on the day of judgment, well, God, I thought that, you know, that baptism wasn't this big ordeal? And I think we're probably going to be told, have you not read? How many times did Jesus say, have you not read? Think about that. This is not hard. This is not rocket science. We're not trying to go to the moon. We're just trying to go to heaven. And I hope this podcast and my other podcast and, Lord willing, my future podcast will help shed more light on information avoidance. May this podcast be a blessing to you all, and I hope you all have a great rest of the week. Have a good day.